We appreciate that. You know, I feel like I'm given more credit and honor than I'm due. And I don't work very good under these kind of deals. These are not deals I'm very comfortable with. I appreciate the thoughts and the kindness. Just a little embarrassing to me. But I thank you so much for your kindness, for your love. Everybody's always been, from the day we got here, everybody's always been so good. And I realize if I pastor here long enough, there's not going to be anybody in this house that I'm not going to walk on your toes. Now, I know that that's just how it operates. But that don't mean I love you any less then than I do now. But my job is not to be your buddy. My job is to try to save you.
That's right. Amen.
And I don't know really how long I've got to teach this today. I'm not going to try to keep you long because I know everybody's got their Father's Day events or whatever. And I've never taught this before. This is, I don't know why, but just never have. And I've never heard it taught about. And it's been on my mind all week long. And so I called some preachers yesterday. I said, have you ever preached on this? I said, no. And some very brilliant preachers, and none of them had ever preached on it either. So this is... So this may be the first and the last. But if you've got your Bibles, Matthew chapter 1. I'll just read a couple of verses and then try to teach for a little while today. Verse 1, the book of the generations of Jesus Christ, son of David, son of Abraham. Verse 16. And Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Will you pray with me? Eternal God, we're so thankful for your mercy and your goodness today. Lord, we love you. We magnify you. Touch my mind and my lips. Help me, God, to be a blessing to somebody in this house today. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, we love you. Amen. You may be seated. I want to talk today for a little while on Joseph the Chosen. Joseph the Chosen. Matter of fact, I called Brother Bo last night. He has such a brilliant mind. Anybody's heard Brother Ken Bo knows how brilliant his mind. His mind is like a computer. And I called him. I said, Brother Bo, I want to ask you a question. Now, have you ever preached on Joseph? He said, yes. I said, well, good. He said, you know, his father loved him so much. And I'm thinking, well, I guess. I don't know how you'd get that out of that verse. And said, and his brothers hated him? Well, this man is a historian. And he had two sons? I said, Ephraim and Manasseh. I said, Brother Bo, that's good, but that's the wrong Joseph. He said, oh, you're talking about Mary's Joseph. Said, yeah. He said, I ain't never. No. He said, what are you going to say? Now I began to kind of tell him what was on my mind. He said, man. He said, that's a first. And I'm on a preacher's forum that has about 600 preachers on it. We discuss scriptures and things of that nature. I put that out last night, what I was going to try to preach on. And I asked if anybody had ever preached on Joseph. And none of them had, so they was all in the same. But I think I may have inspired something last night. Some folks may have changed their message today. And I don't know why he is so overlooked, since he is so important. You know, brother, you know, I've got a message that I preach. I've preached it here. Mary, the mother of Jesus. I preached that at Brother Self's. And Brother Self said, you need to preach that everywhere you go. I said, I'm not going to be everywhere on Mother's Day. But I think Joseph somehow in all of this gets missed. Though he isn't the biological father of our Lord, he operated in the area of a father. Just like folks that would that have adopted children or stepchildren or foster children. He operated in an area, though the child was not his, he treated him like he was his own. The name Joseph means, I get this from when Jacob named his Joseph there in the book of Genesis. It means he shall add. That's what the name Joseph literally means. It means he shall add. And of course, as you know, the great place in history that Joseph fit. Those that are Bible students and have studied the Bible will notice in Matthew 1 and in Luke chapter 3, the lineages are quite different from David onward. Now, from David back to Abraham, you're fine. And then Luke takes us from David all the way back to Adam, where makes Jesus the kinsman of us all. But in Matthew, really is Joseph's lineage. Although Joseph is not going to be the biological father, he is carrying the legal line. You go from David to Solomon, which is going to be the kingly line. Where on Mary doesn't come through Solomon. Mary comes through David's son, Nathan. And the kingly role is going to be bestowed upon him because Joseph is in that royal line. And he is seen as not the biological father of Jesus, but he is seen as the father of Jesus nonetheless. Matter of fact, when you look in Matthew 1, it's got he begat, he begat, he begat, he begat, he begat, he begat, he begat. Till you get down to verse 16, and it said, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary. Nothing about he doing any begetting. Of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. There are some very remarkable things about Joseph. Really, there's four of them that is seen in this chapter. Verse 18. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother, Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with the child of the Holy Ghost. And Joseph, being a just man, put that number one. Number one, Joseph is a just man. He's just not any man. God just don't use anything. He'll use you, but you've got to be just. I think I counted, you know, Israel went through a horrible season. And the Bible said Jesus is a root. Is that what it says? He is a root out of dry ground. When Jesus came, it was called darkness. There was a lot of religion, but they were dark. They weren't very spiritual sensitive. And really, you've only got about 6 or 7 people in this scenario here that are very spiritual. On the outset, you've got Mary and Joseph, Zechariah, Elizabeth, Anna, and Simeon. And of these 6, Joseph is one of them, being a just man. He was a just man. That means that he adhered to the law. And you will see that as we go on down in this story. Not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. They were engaged. They were betrothed. And really, you know, in reality, he should have been turning her over to the priest, where they would stone her. But there's a little old thing in here that although it's not spelled out, I think it is seen by this. Joseph loved Mary. I'm going to tell you what. If you engage to a woman and she comes up expecting, and you know you ain't been with her, well, praise the Lord. The first rabbit out of the hat is the feeling of betrayal, the feeling of hurt. But he loved her so much. He was trying to figure out a way to put her away privately without causing her any public humiliation, or most of all, without causing her death. That's a lot of love. That's a big... Well, can you men say amen to that? Now, at the time, God hadn't talked to him about this. So he don't know anything about this Mary being found with the child of the Holy Ghost. And he's trying to... And the Bible said in verse 20, while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David. That's who you are, Joseph. You're the son of David. You're the son of David. The kingly line is going to come through your house. You're the son of David. Fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that is conceived in her is filled, is of the Holy Ghost. And he goes on and tells the rest of the story. And in verse 24, and Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him Mary his wife. And evidently he must have stowed her away. He married her, then kept her away, hidden, until her time, where nobody would really know. So Joseph was a just man. Joseph was a man that was full of love. And Joseph was a spiritual man. Now you talk about spiritual. He was a spiritual man in that God visited him in a dream. Well, glory to God. Amen. Ain't you glad that he had enough spiritual sensitivity that this man... I'm going to say this. I can't really prove this, but this is just aptly one and one, okay? I believe just like Mary was chosen, I believe Joseph was chosen. Because I don't believe everybody could do this. Joseph was a spiritual man, and that the angel of the Lord came to him in a dream. Gave him the name, his name shall be called Jesus. And took time to explain Isaiah's prophecy to him. And the Bible said, and Joseph being raised from sleep did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him. Brother, it's one thing to hear from God. It's another thing to do what God tells you to do. Now, I think there's another ingredient in this here that is in verse 25 that shows his dedication to the cause. And he knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son and called his name Jesus. That means after he took her for a wife, he did not touch her.
Right. Amen.
Hey, brethren.
Yes, right.
Well, glory to God.
Right.
He loved her.
Right.
He was a man. There wasn't anything wrong with him. But he was so dedicated to the cause, though he loved her enough to marry her and hide her, he did not touch her. You talk about dedication. Can all you married men say amen?
Amen.
He said, you know, I'm given to the... I believe this. She's carrying the Messiah. She's carrying God's Son. She is carrying Emmanuel. She can't have another man in her life as long as she's carrying him. So she's going to have a special place in this home, new or not. Look here in Luke 1:27. This is going to be more informative than it is shouting. Luke 1:27, and the virgin was espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. He wants us to get over it. Maybe be sure to understand that. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he's given all, now he's given this salutation to Mary. But look at verse 32. He shall be great, shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. He's going to sit upon the throne of his father David, and where does it come through? It's coming through Joseph. It's coming through. Now look at Luke 2 and 4. Luke 2 and 4. And Joseph also went up of Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, under the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David. Now this wasn't Mary's hometown. This was Joseph's hometown. What does it say there, Brother Cotton, in Micah 5 and 2? This just kind of hit my head. Why you getting there? I want to read you something from the Old Testament here, from the book of Ruth. Book of Ruth. Book of Ruth and verse 10, 4 and 10. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, I have purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name be not cut off from among his brethren, and from the gate of this place, and ye are witnesses this day. And all the people that were in the gate and elders said, Amen, we are witnesses. And the Lord make the woman which has come into thy house like Rachel and like Leah, which did build a house of Israel to do worthily in Ephratah, that's Bethlehem, and be famous in Bethlehem. Let thy house be like the house of Phares, that whom Tamar bare to Judah, and of the seed which the Lord give thee of this young woman. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the women said unto Naomi, Blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman. And his name shall be famous in Israel. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher in thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law who loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath borne him. And Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom, and became a nurse unto him. And her neighbor gave it a name, saying, There's a son born to Naomi, and his name shall be called Obed. Help, Lord. Not the same. The father of Jesse. The father of David. And now these are the generations of Phares. Phares beget Hezron, and Hezron beget Ram, and Ram beget Amminadab, and Amminadab beget Nasha, and Nasha beget Salmon, and Salmon beget Boaz, and Boaz beget Obed, and Obed beget Jesse, and Jesse beget David. Now give me just one second here. Let me get this here. Okay, in the second chapter of the book of Ruth, and Naomi had a kinsman. Her husband was a mighty man of wealth, the family of Amalek. His name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabite said unto Naomi, Let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn, in whose sight I find grace. And she said, Go, my daughter. And she went and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her hap was to light on the part. That wasn't no hap. That wasn't no accident. A lot of things we think are accidents are the plan of God. And we get back and look at me, look like an accident at the time. But when you get back and look down the road, you'll see, hey, that wasn't no hap. Amen. That was the plan of God. Right. Her hap was to light upon the part of the field that belonged to Boaz, who was a kinsman and an Elamite. And behold, Boaz came from where? Bethlehem. So Joseph went up to Galilee out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David. What does it say in Micah 5:2?
But thou, Bethlehem,
Ephratah. Yes.
Though thou be little among the thousands of Judah,
yes.
Yet out of thee, shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting.
The eternal God was going to come out as a governor out of Bethlehem. And why was it at Bethlehem? That was Joseph's city. So Joseph is the chosen. Not out of Mary's city, but out of Joseph's city. Look at this some more here. And back to Luke 2. Luke 2 and 5, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. So it was while they were there, the days being accomplished, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. So there he's there with her, taking care of her, protecting her. Then look down here in verse 21. Well, look here at verse 16. I want to get all these. 16. And they came and made haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe laying in the manger. When they come in, they found Mary and Joseph and the baby laying in the manger. Now, verse 21. When the 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Before he was conceived in the womb. He had a name before he was conceived in the womb. Because you know who he was before he was conceived in the womb? He was God. Amen. He was God. And she's going to furnish God with a body. And when those days of her purification, according to the law, were accomplished, I'm thinking it's around 41 days. 8 days in uncircumcision. Then I think it's, if it's a male child, I'm thinking it might be 30-some days. Well, you can look it up. But I think it's about 40-some days. They, Mary and Joseph, brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written, every male that opened the womb shall be called holy to offer a sacrifice. Okay, 33 days. I got it wrote down here. 33 days later, after his circumcision, 33 days, to offer a sacrifice of the law of the Lord, which is a pair of turtle doves or two pigeons. Now, what does that tell you? Does that tell you anything? That tells you they were poor. Amen. The reason it generally would have been a lamb or a bullock or a goat, but the Bible makes an allowance for folks that are so poor that they don't have a gold or, you know. That means the Lord can use you. You don't have to have X amount of dollars in the bank. These were poor folks. I'm glad that God, He who was rich, became poor. He stepped all the way down. And His parents were so poor that they offered up turtle doves. Amen. Then it goes down to verse 39. And when they had performed all the things according to the law of the Lord, watch, these are, Joseph is a law keeper. They returned into Galilee to their own city. Wait, there's a pause between that. Well, he does. He turns his, that's all right. I'm all right there. Everybody say return to their own city. Now hold your finger there, because something takes place in between verse 39 and 40. About 2 years takes place. Let's go back to Matthew. Matthew chapter 2 and verse 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. And when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And he gathered together, of course, you know, and to get to all this, and then the wise men find him. Now, he's never called a baby in Matthew chapter 2. But he's called a young child in Matthew chapter, because he is around 2 years old. Look at verse number 11. When they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary's mother, and they worshipped him. Now watch this. Watch verse number 13. Here where we see Joseph as being a spiritual man again. And when they were departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee in Egypt. Thank God for spiritual women. Did he say amen?
Amen.
But there needs to be some spiritual men. God wasn't speaking to Mary now. God was speaking to Joseph. She is married to a spiritual man that was in tune to God. Oh, God, give us men that are spiritual leaders of their house.
Amen.
That are in tune to heaven. And his mother, and flee into Egypt. Be thou there until I bring to you the word. For Herod shall seek to destroy the young, shall seek the young child to destroy him. And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt. Of course, didn't you see what all said? And then, you know, that was also fulfilled that he would say, out of Egypt I've called my son. And you read how the great slaughter that took place. And verse 19. But when Herod was dead, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him, appeared in a dream unto Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise and take the young child and his mother into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. He arose and took the young child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard Achephalus did reign in Judah, in room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither. Notwithstanding being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside. This is the third dream. He turned aside into the parts of Galilee, where he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which is spoken by the prophets. He shall be called a Nazarene. So this takes place in between verse number 39 and verse number 40. Let's go back to Luke chapter 2, 39 and 40. I know. This ain't a jumping and hopping deal, but it's good for you to be informed. And when the child grew and waxed strong in the spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And now his parents, the inspired word of God, God is calling Joseph as one of the parents. We know he is the biological father. But he's the parent. We got folks that have foster children, adopted children, stepchildren that are in this house, and we have folks that have babies. There are a lot of men got the ability to have babies, but they ain't no parent. There ain't no father. They don't support them. They just get them here, and that's the end of it. I'm glad for folks that step in and make up the slack. You stand in and make up the slack. Well, that's what Joseph is doing here, although the father hadn't forsaken him, but he's making up the slack enough that the divine writ calls him a parent. And when he was 12 years old, they went to Jerusalem after the custom of the Jews again. This was an observant spiritual man. When they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey and sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintances, and found him not, and they turned back again to Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard this 12-year-old boy was astonished with its understanding. And when they saw him, they were amazed and said unto Mary, or They were amazed. And his mother said to him, Son, why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And Jesus gently gives his mother a rebuke. Because he knows what his mother's been telling him his whole life. And no doubt Joseph has been telling him the same thing. Your father is God. I'm not your father. Your father is God. And he said unto him, how is it that you sought me? Wished ye not, I must be about my father's business. And as they're humbled, they understood not which he spake unto them. And he went down with them, Mary and Joseph, and came to Nazareth, and was subject to them. Can you imagine the hardship that would be if you was Joseph and you knew who he was? You reckon Joseph ever got confused one day and might have called him father? Well, that's who he really was. Amen. Joseph wasn't his father, but he was Joseph's father because he was the creator. But his mother kept these things in her heart. And Jesus, this is talking about the man Jesus, increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Now let me look at something else here. Amen. Matthew 3:23. Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being as it was supposed, the son of Joseph. Being as it was supposed, the son of Joseph. Look in John 6:42. And they're listen to what they're saying. And they said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose mother and father we know? It is he that saith, I came down from heaven. Mark 6. Mark 6. Maybe I need to get 13:54 first. Mark 13:54. Before I do that. There is no on Matthew 13:54. Yeah. And when he was coming to his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch as they were astonished, and said, whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Watch this. Is this not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary and his brethren James and Joseph, Simon and Judas? Now there's a big theological dispute over this. And are not his sisters with us all? On whether Joseph had been married and maybe his wife had died and had these children prior to Jesus. Or whether Joseph, these were children that maybe was born to Mary and Joseph after that. Really, I favor that Joseph had probably been married and his wife had died and these were his children. So Jesus had siblings that would have been stepbrothers and sisters. But look here what it says in Mark 6:3. Is this not the carpenter? You know what this? The son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judah and Simeon, are these not his sisters here with us? So not only was Joseph a carpenter, but evidently he had taught Jesus to be a carpenter. And I wrote John 1:45. I don't know what that says. Let me look at it. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith, we have found him of whom is born of Moses and the law and the prophets, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. He wasn't the son of Joseph in the biological sense, but he was. But I kind of scribbled down this little stuff. I don't know if there's anything really to it. But Joseph taught Jesus how to use the hammer. The hammer that made doors and shelves and cabinets. He used that hammer. Joseph taught him how to use the hammer. Finally, the last hammer that was used on Jesus built a bridge that was greater than anything he'd built as he dealt as being a carpenter. Because Calvary was the bridge between heaven and earth. He who hang would as a man was hanged on wood. And he who tore things apart to build was torn apart at Calvary that he may build you and me. The carpenter knew how to fix our flesh by nailing it to the cross. Now, from the time in Luke chapter 2, we find no record anymore of Joseph. From the time that he's seen as the... In Luke chapter 2, where Joseph takes him to Nazareth and is parenting him. Somewhere, most scholars believe, somewhere between when Jesus was 12 and Jesus was 30, that Joseph died. Even some have went so far to say he may have lived to be close to 100 years old, which made him quite older than Mary, which was really a custom. Anybody that reads the Bible knows that was a custom back when men, their wives died. I ain't preaching this now. Don't you women hang me. But they married, when their wife died, they married young women and had more children. And had children in their old age. You know, I don't know if you know it. Does anybody know that after Sarah died, that Abram... And you all know how old Abram was, wouldn't you? After Sarah died, Abram married. And evidently she must have been a young woman. Her name was Keturah, because there's a whole house full of kids. And so it is thought that Joseph had these children by his first wife, and she had died, and then he gave birth to Jesus, and yet died before he reached age 30, because there's not any more record of him. And I do not believe somewhere he fell out or became... I don't believe God chooses people like that. And man, can you imagine what that was to know what God said? Holding that baby's hand, knowing his hand measured the span of the mountains and the seas and the stars. Well, glory to God. Amen. I might not ever do this again, so you better enjoy this time. Praise the Lord. Enjoy it or endure it one. But I just felt like fitting this in here this morning. I want us to have a little greater appreciation for Joseph and the part that he played. Couldn't have been just anybody, because it wasn't just anybody. But it took a special man for that season. Can you raise your hand and praise the Lord? Dear God, we thank you. We appreciate it, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this little insight, God, giving us today to have a better appreciation for your plan, that nothing happens by accident, but everything has a plan and a purpose. Dear God, in Jesus' name, we give your name the glory for it. Amen and amen. Well, you're dismissed in Jesus. Wait. You got it. Goodness sakes alive. I'm so humble. I want everybody to know they wouldn't mind. I didn't have no suggestion on this. I'm telling you right now. I ain't hinted. I want no suggestion on mine. I'm telling you that. But it was $1,720. I can't thank y'all enough. I appreciate that so much. Thank you. I'm so humbled by that. I don't feel like I don't deserve $17. But that's $1,720. But I thank you. I thank you so very much.